Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning. My name is Graham Biss. I'm one of the leaders of the New Apprentice Service, and it's a real pleasure to be here at St. Mary's to bring God's word to you on this really beautiful day. Today, we come face to face with Jesus. His love, compassion, and awesome power to change lives, heal the sick, and raise the dead. I don't know about you, but after hearing the passage from Luke 8, I just thought, wow, I want to meet this guy, Jesus. So on this Sunday, God's special holy day, where we can rest and refocus on God, let's put ourselves in the crowd with Jesus that day. Let's immerse ourselves in this encounter and imagine the scene. So on the shores of Lake Galilee at Capernaum, we are in the crowd 2,000 years ago, waiting for this amazing teacher and holy man to return. We have heard about amazing miracles, and we want to get close as he steps off the boat. Everyone is jostling to get a view and to touch Jesus. Word is going around from those getting off the boat that Jesus had healed a madman on the other side of the lake, a man called Legion. And Jesus has sent his evil spirits into a herd of pigs. He was in chains, and now he's in his right mind. You can read about that in the passage that precedes the one we've heard. So you can imagine the atmosphere rises as people pass that word on. We are expecting to see more great things. So as Jesus started making his way through the crowd, a man we all recognize in his fine clothes runs up to Jesus and falls at his feet. It is Jairus, the synagogue ruler. What is he doing, this respected man? He looks a mess. He seems to be totally falling apart. Jesus has been to Jairus' synagogue before, teaching, and he healed a man possessed, and he healed Simon's mother-in-law at a house nearby, and you can read about that in Luke 4. So Jairus has heard about Jesus. Now breathless, we hear him pleading with Jesus to heal his 12-year-old daughter, an only child who is dying. Despite his position, he is powerless to help his precious daughter. But despite the noise of the crowd and the other distractions, Jesus listens. Touched by his humility and full of compassion, he goes with Jairus straight away. Jairus leads the way. He sort of gathers his composure. There is hope. So the crowd start to follow, and people are all around Jesus touching him. Meanwhile, a woman who has been bleeding for 12 years, the same amount of time that Jairus has been blessed with a daughter. She has spent all her money looking for a cure, and we catch her in the corner of her eye. What is she doing here, this woman? She's unclean, according to Jewish law, and an outcast of society. Pale but determined, she darts forward and touches the edge of his cloak. Instantly, her colour changes. Something has happened, and she turns to escape. The crowd suddenly jolts to a halt, and Jesus turns round and shouts, "Who touched me?" The crowd falls silent. Ah, the woman will be in trouble now, we all think. There is a long silence. Peter finally breaks the silence. Master, listen, there are lots of people around. It's no big deal. Let's go. But Jesus said, no. Someone touched me. I know the power has gone from me. The woman, exposed and now frightened and bewildered, falls trembling at Jesus' feet. She's ready to be punished. In the presence of the hushed crowd, readying herself for public disgrace, she tells her story in tears. I have been bleeding for 12 years, but I thought if I could only touch your cloak, not your body, it would be enough. And my bleeding, it is stopped. What would the holy man say? He just smiled. Having healed her physically, he now heals her spiritually. Full of compassion and love, he declares to the crowd, and these are my words, "Special daughter, your faith has healed you. Now go in peace. You are clean." There were some cheers and smiles. And the woman stood up facing Jesus full of joy. But something was happening behind Jesus. Some people had come up to Jairus. We heard a man say to Jairus, "Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher anymore." The crowd fell silent again. Jairus had his head in his hands. But Jesus said to him, "Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed." Jairus looked at Jesus and the woman. He looked a little dazed and confused. There were some tears in his eyes. He didn't look totally convinced. I imagine him saying something pathetic to Jesus, like, "Okay, let's give it a go." So we all went to Jairus' house, to the scene of the tragedy. All hope lost. Jairus' wife, sobbing beyond control, embraces her dazed and confused husband. The people were crying, and there were mourners outside. Jesus told them to stop crying, as the girl was just asleep. They laughed at him. We laughed too. But Jesus took the girl's parents, Peter, James, and John, the disciples, into the quiet room where the dead girl lay. There in that room, Jairus and his wife stood in front of their dead daughter, their beautiful child, so precious. Jesus held her hand and said, "My child, get up." And her spirit returned and she stood up. "Give her something to eat," Jesus says. It says in Luke, her parents were astonished. I think it was a bit more dramatic than that. I imagine these people hugging their daughter, just like the woman who was bleeding, and saying over and over again, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." So does Jesus heal today? That day, two people came to faith, came to Jesus in faith and hope. Their faith was not perfect, but they had heard of Jesus, and they came to him at great risk and asked him for help. Jesus heals today, and the awesome power that we have heard about in today's passage is available to all who believe, for physical healing, as well as healing of sin and hurt in our lives. Last summer, I had a medical scare late at night. I called NHS Direct, and I spoke to the on-call nurse who assessed me, and then said a doctor would ring back in 10 minutes. During the short wait, my wife, Yvonne, and I could do nothing but pray and trust God. A doctor spoke to me and then asked me to attend the emergency surgery at 3 a.m. that morning. As I waited in the early hours, I clung in prayer to the rock that is our God and the urine sample in my pocket. The doctor was very reassuring. He did some tests and he gave me some medication. And after 2 days in bed, I went to see my doctor again as the condition had persisted, and he referred me for further tests. There was clearly a concern. A week later, I went to Adam Brooks, and as you can imagine, I had a fretful night. But with Yvonne at my side, and carried by our own prayers and those of others, I had the tests. Praise God that the tests were clear, and my medical scare was down to a bad infection which cleared up after a few weeks. God does not always heal miraculously. More often, it is through the skill of wonderful medical staff. In the passage in Luke, Jesus gives the bleeding woman his peace and asks for the girl he raised to be given some food. God works through his Spirit in all ways to heal us. Through his Spirit, he carries us when we are ill and guides the hands of those who treat us. But God does heal miraculously. I have witnessed some amazing healing of our young people and others at the Soul Survivor youth event over the years. And I know some of them have testified in church in the past, telling their stories of how God has healed them. There are also many public testimonies of Jesus' healing today. And I found an organization online called Christian Assemblies International. And they have pages of amazing testimonies from around the world that are happening today. And maybe there'll be someone who'll come out and tell us their story to Debbie. To finish, I just want to go back to how we respond when Jesus has done something in our lives that we want to thank him for. Maybe something he did for you guys a while back. How do we do this? So Psalm 18, which we heard before the Luke passage, is David's response to God for protecting him from King Saul and those trying to kill him. David talks of God hearing his voice and reaching down from on high, taking hold of David and drawing him out of deep waters and raising him up to a spacious place. God's power opened the heavens and scattered David's enemies. David praises God as his rock and his salvation. And he starts the words of his psalm with, "I love you, O Lord, my strength." So how do we respond to what we've heard today? I just want to ask a couple of questions. What would it do to your faith if you experienced Jesus like we did in the crowd today? With Jairus and the woman who was healed. What would it do to your prayer life if you came to Jesus like the woman saying, "I just need to touch his cloak and I will be healed"? Or Jairus, who came to Jesus and said, "Come to my house and heal my daughter." Know that Jesus will hear you. Know that he says, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Know that Jesus can heal and will come. Know that he will, as David says in Psalm 18, reach down from on high, take hold of us and draw us out of deep waters. So after the service, there's an opportunity to pray with people. And I would encourage you, if there's something you'd like praying for healing, come and receive some prayer and know that Jesus will come close. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your gospel message today. Give us a desire to want to meet you and to come to you in faith and ask for healing. I pray that through your Spirit today, you will give healing to all who ask. In Jesus' name, amen.